I've tried to throw myself into the world and focus on Bible study and Sunday school, but the yearning in my loins only seemed to increase with every passing day. It has literally been years since my husband and I had sex, and I feel sexually starved on a daily basis. When the third young man got out of the car, I realized exactly how much I was longing for some sexual satisfaction. The third young man was tall and gorgeous, just like his peers, but there was something else about him that caught my eye. While the other two boys were wearing t-shirts and athletic shorts, this young man was wearing a form-fitting tank top and a pair of thin, dark-colored shorts that swayed in the gentle breeze as he strolled casually across the park grass. He was absolutely breathtaking. His short, shiny hair was pulled back away from his chiseled face, and his arms and upper body were so muscular and hard-looking, I couldn't help but stare. I didn't even notice how hard I was staring at the gorgeous young hunk until he turned his head and looked at me, flashing me an open-mouthed smile as he made his way over toward the basketball court where his friends were already gathered. I gasped in surprise at his sexy smile. Almost unconsciously, I flashed a smile right back at him. I almost couldn't believe he'd actually noticed me. Usually, no one really bothers to look my way when I'm sitting on the park bench looking through my Bible.
That will be $456.93, ma'am. I nearly dropped my glass of water. Somehow the young man said it with a straight face, which just added to my misery. All I could do was stare at him and wonder at how greatly he overestimated my ability to take a joke. At one time, I could have taken a joke pretty well, but those days were few and far between now as a single mom with two kids on a salary that would make a first-tier teacher feel like the owner of Trump Towers. I didn't know what to do, so I told him to wait just a moment while I went to get the money and walked into the bedroom. This was bad, I told myself, as if I didn't know. I had missed half a day of work already, and now this stud thinks I have nearly $500 stuffed in my sock drawer? He couldn't be more wrong. Maybe I could just appeal to his better nature, and he would tell me the real, much lower price. Heck, I didn't even have a credit card with that much room on it. But he had already fixed the sink. Not that I would have been able to not get the thing fixed. Washing dishes in the bathtub just makes me want to cry, and we cannot have that. A check of the clock on the bedroom wall showed that I still had a few hours before I needed to pick up Jackson and Rayleigh from school, but that still didn't help my situation. Maybe I could rob a bank in that amount of time. They just think I was joking, and I no more own a weapon than I know how to fire one. For the first time, I began to rethink my having turned down an offer to dance at night at a local strip club. It wasn't exactly a hard decision, except for the simple fact that a longtime friend of mine was the owner of the club that offered. And sure, I'm in my mid-30s, but I stay in top physical condition by doing, well, not much. I have naturally high metabolism, and just keeping a decent amount of activity in my daily routine keeps me golden. When he offered me the job dancing, he said that he had never seen a guy who wouldn't want to see my body on display up there, and that he would make sure nobody mistreated me. In spite of the fact that I felt like he was marginally telling the truth, I figured he probably said something similar to all the girls. So I turned him down. With the richest plumber on the planet waiting patiently on my ship to come in across the house, I really wished I had at least agreed to tend the bar for him. While I was thinking back and hoping the plumber would just decide to leave without being paid, I also began to relive some of the happenings in life that had brought me to that point.